question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
As we move right along today, everyone, Mary and I are ready to get to our personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast and also say hello to a new show sponsor, allform.com/carry.
Buying furniture can really be a hassle, but allform.com/carry makes it so simple, and it's delivered right to your door in days. We're talking high-quality, handmade in America, armchairs, sofas, sectionals, and love seats. They're premium products at affordable prices. We're loving our new Allform furniture. It can be easily customized in all shapes, sizes, colors. You can pick fabrics, legs, and more. Plus, they come with a forever warranty, and whether you choose yours in leather or their durable fabrics that are spill stain and scratch resistant, they look great and they're super comfortable.
This is furniture you'd expect to find at a higher-end store, but because you're buying direct from their American factory, it ships easy at low pricing for great savings. They offer a 100-day trial, delivery is free, they have financing options, and if you don't love it, they'll come pick it up for free with a full refund. Now, you may be thinking, a couch or a chair in a box, Robert and Mary? That's not possible. Well, it is. It's easy to put together. We did it in minutes. No tools are needed. Check them out today at allform.com/carry. Save 20% off anything you purchase, or there's a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Our next guest got his private pilot's license at 17 while a senior in high school. He served in our military and currently flies as a regional pilot based in Greensboro for United Express. But aviator Cortland Savage is in our personal connection segment today because when he's not flying, he spends his time running the nonprofit organization he founded called Fly for the Culture.
Cortland, Mary and I appreciate you being here with us today.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, nice to have you this morning with us. So before we get into Fly for the Culture, we want to let our listeners know a little bit about you. I think that's important to do. You served America as an Air Force Reserve crew chief on the C-17 Globemaster. Love it. But you also were an officer in the U.S. Navy where you flew the FA-18 Super Hornet. So a sincere thank you for your service to our country.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, thank you very much. So I enjoy going to air shows, love helicopters, and have flown in some vintage aircraft, but I'd love to fly in an FA-18 Super Hornet or the newer F-35 Lightning, frankly. What's it like to fly a piece of equipment like that?
Oh, it's amazing. It's really fast. I've been to speed of sound. You know, the aircraft can do pretty much anything from, you know, flying inverted to, you know, dropping bombs and landing on aircraft carriers. So it's definitely a blast. I enjoy doing it, and I love serving my country.
Well, that's great to hear. So I want to ask you, I guess, the next thing. When did you found Fly for the Culture? And share with everyone listening right now around the country how the idea came about to start the organization and really what it's all about.
So I started Fly for the Culture in 2018, March of 2018. And I basically started it because as a naval aviator flying F-18, I noticed that I was one of the two black pilots in the whole entire squadron. And after talking to a lot of individuals and a lot of young people, and including myself, I realized that the problem is that their aviation has not been introduced to a lot of minorities and women. But I feel like this is a lack of knowledge, and I wanted to use what the young people use all the time, which is social media. Being young myself at 29 years old, I'm on social media all the time, so I decided to use Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and even LinkedIn to basically advertise aviation to the younger people. I mainly use Instagram because that's what the younger people use the most right now. And basically, I created this and just started showing pictures of young individuals flying, minorities and women, and also of myself taking young folks on introductory flights, which I do for free, due to donations that we receive to the organization.
Good for you.
And basically, we just invite them up to the airport and go for a free flight, take pictures and post it on our social media and kind of promote aviation and diversity all at the same time.
That's fantastic. So now you're talking to the other half here who likes aviation but has no desire to fly in a Super Hornet. But I am very grateful for your service, Cortland. Thank you.
Thank you.
A little afraid of those pieces of equipment. So as a parent, the mom in me wants to just hear briefly about your parents. I did read that you actually had a fear of heights when you were young. You did not grow up necessarily wanting to be a pilot. When you told your parents you wanted to fly, how did they help you?
Actually, when I told my parents that I wanted to fly, they didn't believe me. They didn't take me serious at all because I never finished anything, and I started from sports in middle school to high school or anything. Because the way I got into aviation is actually a very funny story. I never thought about flying. I never dreamed even about flying. And the year was 2008. I'm a senior in high school. I'm about to graduate. And I'm thinking, like, what am I going to do with life? You know, I thought I wanted to be a train conductor, but I purchased this game called Microsoft Train Simulator, and I thought it was the most boring thing I ever done.
Yeah, so that was gone,
so
right?
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, so that was gone. So I just I remember going to the airport with my dad at the credit union, which it happens to be at the Charlotte Douglas Airport. And I remember seeing the planes, and I'm like, huh, I wonder what that would be like. So I Googled a local flight school, took an introductory flight, and I fell in love with aviation. And I actually came about through a bet, joking with my friends. I said, if a black man becomes president, I'm going to go fly a plane. And sure enough, President Barack Obama was elected.
And there you were.
I went to go fly
a plane. So you had to do it at that point, Cortland. You had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do it. I fell in love with aviation from there on. And graduated high school early, enlisted in the Air Force, started becoming a maintainer on aircraft, as well as obtaining my private pilot license at the age of 17 through my parents, who co-signed for me a pilot loan, and I paid for the loan by washing pots and pans at the hospital where I worked.
That's exactly what I want to get to now. And because, first of all, they must be incredibly proud of you, but it is expensive, and you really are helping kids who don't have easy access to this. As you said, you offer introductory flight lessons for free. So let's talk about some of these kids. What's it like for you to take them up and expose them to flying?
Like I said, as you guys know, I flew the F-18. I've been a student sound. I dropped bombs. I fought aircraft in the sky. I land on an aircraft carrier, but no feeling is greater than just when the plane lift off with that kid in there who has never even been flying, more or less to an airport, and just to see their eyes. Everyone's afraid. Like, I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of heights. A lot of people aren't actually afraid of heights. Their fear that they have is of falling. But I have never taken a kid up who was afraid after we actually took off, and they actually want to go again. So it's one of the most amazing feelings to see them, you know, trying something new and finding a passion that they may not have known that they had.
Well, I definitely can see that. You know, in addition to flying with the kids on introductory flights, I actually saw that you're also able to offer tours to aviation facilities. And one that particularly jumps out to mind is a partnership with American Airlines. So talk with us about that and how the students reacted to being behind the scenes on that facility tour. Mary and I have done that with Delta. So what was it like being with American Airlines?
Yes, so basically American Airlines reached out and we started working together. And basically we took West Charlotte High School on a tour to American Airlines simulator facility here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it would end up being a whole field trip, took a whole day. So I know the kids were excited and had to do schoolwork that day. And they loved it. They really loved, you know, we had pilots from American Airlines, including myself. I'm not a pilot with American Airlines, but I hope to be one day. And we spoke to the kids and gave them a tour of the actual simulators, the multi-million-dollar simulators and the facilities. And, you know, most of the kids ended up wanted to become pilots by the end of the day.
So, and from what I understand, you offer scholarships and you really have a whole program going on here for kids, right?
Yes, we have gave away one scholarship at the very beginning of $1,500 for a student to continue or obtaining his private pilot's license. We're in the process of establishing more scholarships. We're a fairly new nonprofit, which is just right around 2 years. So we're currently still a startup nonprofit, and we're currently, you know, working on getting more scholarships out there
to grow.
Well, you know, as I'm listening to you, one of the things that I love is not only are you changing the lives of these kids, I can also hear it. It's changing your life as well. So really, we've got a little over maybe about a minute and a half or so. I want you to tell the country that's listening right now, and I want to give the website, folks. If you want to go and check it out, flyfortheculture.org, flyfortheculture.org. So I'll make sure I got that in. But what's your ultimate hopes for the organization, Cortland?
My ultimate hopes for the organization is actually want to turn this into a nonprofit flight school where we can obtain donations to help these students out with the cost of obtaining your pilot's license, because just starting out as your private pilot's license costs anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000. And to go through the whole program to become an actual airline pilot can run you anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000. So basically, we want to cut that cost in half. We have flight instructors who are willing to donate their time to help teach these students. We're also working with local flight schools in the area who are willing to give a discounted rate on their aircraft. So we really feel like we can cut this cost in half and get some of these individuals who may not have the financial ability to get through this program. So that's what I hope to see at the end, that this is a flight school, and basically we're creating pilots, and those same pilots become flight instructors and go create more pilots. And basically now we're making the aviation community a little more diverse and giving everyone a shot.
Well, with the passion that you are exuding, I know you're going to be successful. We're going to definitely stay in touch with you. We really thank you for giving us a little time this morning. And the best to you, folks. Again, the website, flyfortheculture.org. Courtland, have a great rest of the weekend, okay? And stay in touch.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope to meet you someday, Courtland. Take care.
Hope to meet you as well. Take care.
Take care.
All right, there goes Courtland. Love his passion.
What a dream, but he's putting it into practice.
Courtland is a pilot that I think even Bobby, our engineer, would go fly with since he hates to fly. Folks, right now as we
Courtland.
Head towards 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time here on Saturday, August 1st, we need to pause briefly for some sponsor messages, but there's more RM World Travel coming right up. Stick around and keep listening.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.